Today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2017 from AHSTW High School in Avoca. I have three students with us today. We're going to start with...
My name's Ryan Pat T. I'm senior.
Ryan, introduce us to your family.
My family, I have a mom named Amy and a dad named Bill. My older brother's in college at Iowa State, and I have a younger brother who's a freshman, going to be sophomore next year here at AHSTW.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Personally, my favorite classes would probably have to be English, kind of, and anything I could usually use a computer on. So I loved technology back when I was a kid, so throughout high school, technology classes were my favorite thing to do.
Don't you get to pretty much use a computer on almost everything these days?
Yeah, pretty much. We're actually given a computer here, so
yeah,
it's pretty easy to get in touch with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pretty compulsory anymore. Hey, let's talk about teachers. What teachers will you remember years from now that really kind of pointed you in the right direction?
Two teachers that have really influenced my life would be Mr. Ross. He's leaving this year, but I met him in junior high, and I only had him through there, but he was my speech coach through high school, and he was the one who set me on the path to do speech, which was one of my most passionate things I've done in high school. And the other one was Lisa Pearson, and she's also a teacher here, and I had her for English for the first 3 years of high school. Well, not first three, first year and my third year, and she was also a speech coach, and she also helped me with speech and helped come up with a good idea of what I wanted to do with my life.
Really does make things a little bit easier when you find some teachers that are kind of go-tos for you.
Yeah, it's certainly really good. And after a couple years, they stop becoming your teachers and start becoming your friends. And that's when you really start to enjoy and, you know, take a personal opinion about them, and they become your favorite teachers.
Absolutely. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been doing?
Throughout high school, I did 4 years of football. I did not start, but I... you know, worked hard, and it was something I wanted to do, and I wouldn't take back any day of it. The one I'm most proud about is my speech, individual and group, which I talked about earlier. And I lettered all 4 years in that. And then I'd have track, which I'm almost done with now. Last meet would probably be Thursday next week.
Okay, so everything's winding down here rapidly. Let's talk about your future then. What's up for you this fall?
Coming up this fall, I'm going to join my older brother at Iowa State University and get a degree in mass communications. And a couple years down the line, I hope to actually become a radio broadcaster.
I'm sorry about that. Let me try to talk to you after we're done here. Let's talk a little bit about the Iowa State decision. Was that really a decision, or was that something you were always going to do?
No, it was certainly a difficult decision. I had always been a Hawkeye fan growing up, and then my older brother turned us on our heads and went to Iowa State. And so I started seeing Iowa State around there, and so I decided to take a college visit to both colleges. And I went to Iowa State, and I fell in love with the place. I had been there for 3 years, and I went to Iowa, and it didn't feel the same, and I just really enjoyed Iowa State, so I just decided to go over there, and it's probably been the best decision I've made this year.
Very good. All right. Well, you seem like you have your future plans kind of put together. Is it something you've always wanted to do?
No, I didn't figure out I wanted to be a radio broadcaster, really, until I went to Iowa State and I saw their mass communications program. I still was on the fence about what I wanted to do with my life, and one of the college visits was to go tour the Greenlee Journalism School of Mass Communication. And so when I went over there, I loved it. There was computers and, you know, green screens, and it was just something I knew I wanted to do, so...
Very good. Let's give those eighth graders some advice before they start high school. Now that you've done it all, what do they need to know?
What eighth graders need to know is that the big, big high school kids are not out to get you. They're going to be your best friends, and they're going to love you as long as you're not being rude or scrappy, and don't be afraid to try new things. It's a scary world, but you'll never know anything about it unless you try to do something.
All right. High school's still a pretty small world anyway. If you're going to expand your wings, now's the time to try to do that. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you much. And next we have?
Grace Russman.
Okay. Grace, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Thomas and Marita Russman, and I have three older sisters, Heather Scher, Hannah Russman, and Harley Russman.
Youngest of four?
Yep.
Ouch, that had to hurt a long time.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they always thought I was copying them, but I just wanted to be like them, and so it was kind of a weird way to grow up, but also I enjoy being the littlest one and having all these role models, so it's
okay.
Very good.
Very good. Well, hopefully they pointed you in the right direction here. Let's talk schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I liked English. Creative writing was one of my favorites. And I also liked music. I'm both in choir and band for all 4 years. And they're some of my favorite classes to go to.
Oh, excellent. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to remember years from now?
I'm definitely going to remember my band teacher, Miss Kipe. She can talk for forever and I think only take a breath every 5 minutes. Janet Patti, who was my choir director, and they both really instilled in me a love of music. Also, Mr. Ross and Mrs. Pearson, who showed me how to really get out of my comfort zone and do maybe not the most normal things, but also things that I'm good at. They were both my English teachers. And I also, Mrs. Barrett, who was an art teacher here, was always very, very good at letting my creativeness flow through in classes. So.
Wow, sounds like you've had a lot of positive influence from teachers here. That's a pretty good support system.
Yeah, it really is. We have a wonderful staff here, and it's really good to know that most of them will still be here for other people.
Sure. All right. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities.
I was in show choir for 4 years, and that's where you sing and dance, and you dress up, and it's all fun. I did the plays and the musicals here, and I was a lead in some of those. And I was also in large group and individual speech for all 4 years. I did marching band and was a drum major for 1 year. And this year, my senior year, I decided to go out for track. So that was something new and fun to do.
Okay. Sounds like you've been pretty busy all this time. Grace, is that something you wanted to do? Were you intending to be as busy as you could be?
No, I actually didn't think that it was a lot. But when I got to freshman year, I realized that I was always doing something. And, I mean, I stayed out of trouble, so I guess it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, Mom and Dad are happy about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your future then. What will you be doing this fall?
This fall, I'm going to be attending Morningside College in Sioux City and studying advertising.
Okay. Why Morningside?
Well, one of the things I like about Avoca here is that we're such a small town, and we basically know everyone, and there's really a sense of community here. And so when I visited Morningside, it was really nice because, I mean, it's still a college, but I could walk from one side of campus to the other in like 5 minutes. And their student body is large enough where you're going to know a lot of people, but small enough that you're still going to, you know, be able to have friends and make friends from their friends and all that stuff. So
excellent. Advertising, is that something that's always interested you?
Well, all my sisters, and including me, are kind of artistic, and I know that art majors kind of don't make a lot of money. So, but my mom always told me that if I didn't know what to do, I should go into business, and so then I found advertising, which is doing art and some more clever things with creative ideas along with business, and I also found that it's also a very, very good business to go into, so I just decided to do that.
Okay. Well, don't worry about the no money thing, because Ryan's not worried about it, so we're good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know now that they're getting ready to start high school in the fall?
Well, when you're taking a test, don't tell the teacher that you didn't learn any of this, because that doesn't really work. Also, don't be afraid to do anything. High school is a place where there's so many pathways you can take, and you're still in the comfort of your own peers and everything. So it's really good that if you think that you would like it, do it. There's nothing that can stop you, and most of it is free, so you're not going to be spending a lot of money. And I mean, it's some of the best fun you can have is in high school. So when they say that 4 years goes pretty fast, they're right.
Here they are. All right. Well, Grace, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You bet. Okay, next we have
Anthony Cordes.
Okay. Anthony, tell us about your family.
My mom and dad are Tracy and Alan Cordes, and then I have a brother who's an incoming sophomore, Nicholas, and then a sister who's an incoming eighth grader, Elizabeth. They both go here to AHSTW also.
Okay, very good. Let's talk classwork. What did you enjoy?
I was kind of that weird kid that loved government classes. I mean, everyone else would sit in the class, and they just hated it, and government and history, especially American history, I just love that stuff. I love learning about the past, how it all happened, and just kind of how it affects us today still.
talking right up my alley. Those are the things I love. To this day, I'll watch a lot of stuff on TV that has to do, and books I read have to do with that too. So the nice thing is it's a lifelong passion that you can grow with. Talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
In athletics, I had a few years of football and wrestling, and then all 4 years of high school, golf and baseball. Those are kind of my two big ones. Student government, National Honor Society, four-year speech team, and speech is kind of that one that really grew on me over high school. I had a lot of fun in that. Boys State, after my junior year, was getting selected to go to that was a really big honor, and I had a lot of fun at that, so I've stayed pretty busy throughout high school.
Are you pretty efficient? Do you tailor your schedule pretty well, then, to make all these things fit?
No. Absolutely not. Especially this senior year, it's just been a lot of flying by the seat of my pants, trying to balance all that in a work schedule. It's just, I basically wake up in the day, grab like 3 sets of clothes, and tell Mom I'll see you at 9 o'clock when I'm back from everything, and hopefully there's some dinner left for me.
All right, very good. We talked about teachers with these other two, and they were naming off so many of them. It seems like the entire staff and faculty here is supportive. Do you have any favorites?
I could sit here all day and just talk about the teachers that have affected me, but Miss Cardell, she's now Mrs. Van Cleve. She's been married in the last year. She's a science teacher here, and I had her in classes in junior high and then all the way through high school, and this is actually the first year I didn't have a class with her. I was kind of sad about it, but she just was such a good teacher to me. She always pushed me, you know, to try new things, and she was so good at just teaching us material in a fun way, not just boring, and I would say her classes are where I learn the most. And like these two said, Mr. Ross and Mrs. Pearson, we all had them for a couple years, and but as speech coaches, they really were big in telling me, you know, they were kind of that voice saying you can do anything and you can go out into the world and do big things, and they kind of broke me out of that little freshman shell into being the big senior that I am now and being so out there and willing to try new things.
Excellent. What's going to be your path this fall?
In the fall, I plan to go to the University of Iowa, and I want to major in political science and pre-law.
Very good. Why Iowa?
It was a long, long college process for me. I didn't know where I was going until about 3 weeks ago. But Iowa, I know I wanted to go into law and kind of the political world, and Iowa is one of the best law programs in the country, and so after kind of looking around the whole U.S., really, at schools, Iowa was the one for me, you know, a lifelong Hawkeye fan. I thought, stay home and attend a great school, great law program.
Okay, very good. Sounds like you have a career path picked out already. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Don't be afraid to try new things like those two said, but work hard. High school is definitely a really fun 4 years, but at the same time, you want to make sure you're set up for success in the future. And I thank myself every day that I worked hard, and I think this fall is going to be a smooth transition for me just because I've worked hard and set myself up. And so I think for eighth graders to do the same would be a wise choice, and just prepare for the future as early as you can, and you'll thank yourself later.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
You betcha. I want to thank Anthony and Grace and Ryan for spending a little time with us here. They're some of the top students in the class of 2017 at AHSTW High School.